Hi, I'm Miss Lawyer.
I'm Miss Logue.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Sandy.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Katie.
I'm Russ.
And we're Team 7.
This who, you ask us who, the greatest of all the presidents, and finest of all, the White House resident, Jefferson and Washington will both agree we had to rank high, maybe top 3. But look at me in the eye, I'll tell you without blinking, Team 7 prefers Abraham Lincoln. 200 years ago, born in 1809, we'll tell you about some facts with this little rhyme.
He had a weird beard and his legs were really lean. We put him in the book, says number 16. He knew a house divided was bound to fall. When people called him, he always stood tall. One by one, the southern states began to secede. This paralleler calculated how to proceed. The shells fell at Sumter, he called for volunteers, not knowing that the Civil War would last 4 years.
He led our war-torn country with honesty and bravery, stayed the course when the war ended slavery, took a lot of guts to announce emancipation, an important step to his plan to save the nation. His leadership was strong, his accomplishments many. Surely he deserves a coin better than a penny. So who's your favorite plus? Would you like to debate? Who saved our nation? Who is truly great?
Wes, Tyler, Megan, Katie, Sandy, and Sarah all agreed we'll just take the author of the Union victory. Only Lincoln fought a war with the southern section, taking time out to run for re-election. He loved to read his Bible. He was close to God. He must have been a saint to live with Mary Todd.
Robert, Eddie, Willie, and Tad, I bet it was cool to have Abe as a dad. If you love America and think it's a great nation, remember all that Lincoln did for his preservation. We covered his quotes and what he did for today. Team 7 knows how Lincoln showed the way.